Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Live Laughter Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barb, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Happy Friday, everybody. Aloha.
Happy Friday.
And happy Friday, Dale and Richard. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. And happy 4th of July, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, I love 4th of July. I bet you guys have some fun plans, or maybe not. You have a dog. You have
no.
To keep your dog away from everything.
Mm-hmm.
No, not really. But, you know, I've done it so many times in Tahoe that I think I'm burnt out. There's a million people up there this weekend. A million easy. And, you know, they don't do the fireworks till almost 10 o'clock at night. And then it's freezing cold. And so I usually sit in bed and watch it because I had a lake view. And that was a lot easier. And I would listen to the radio. That was the extent of it. We would barbecue during the day. But, you know, locals, they don't like to go out so much on the 4th of July. The tourists, it's mainly for the tourists. And I was one of those. I just stayed home. But here I'm staying in Gardnerville at the moment, and there's no firecrackers allowed. There's a big fine if you do use firecrackers. It's like a $5,000 fine. What's so nice is I'm just going to barbecue and watch a baseball game is what I'm going to do.
Well,
that's
nice.
What I'm doing.
Yeah, I like it.
But I had to tell you something.
Okay, yeah,
you guys. Yeah, the Rubik's Cube. You guys all know what that is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Johnny, do you know what a Rubik's Cube is? Johnny?
He did say yes, but earlier.
Oh, he did. Okay. For no reason, I decided to buy one and play with it. Because when I was younger, I was able to do it every so often. So for no, you know, I just bought one. Then I found out on the news. What is Johnny doing?
I
just
don't
doing
know.
Screening right here. I did some screening. We have two calls waiting. But when you're done talking, we'll put one of them through. Okay.
Okay. Would you stop scratching?
Heard a lot of
things?
Racket. Yeah.
Okay,
I hear
talking.
A lot of racket going on. Can you put it on
me?
Okay. So on this Titan ship, the little boy, Barbara, remember you mentioned that he didn't want to go on board? Well, the mother said, his whole thing was he brought his Rubik's Cube with him to try to set a record. And I said, this is so weird. In probably 40 years, I never bought one of these things. And this kid has one, a Rubik's Cube. Do you find that odd?
No.
No.
What part would be odd that he wanted to go? Is somebody playing
with
one
right now? The part that I bought a Rubik's Cube for no reason.
Yes, I think that is weird. Okay, now I understand. And you're doing the Rubik's Cube right now because I can hear it in the microphone.
That's not me. That's Johnny.
That is
Johnny.
Not me.
Did you buy one too? Just kidding.
That is not
okay,
me.
That's not me.
That's me.
That's
I don't know
story.
What that is.
Richard, is that you?
Not me. I'm just sitting here.
What? I don't know. But, okay, then Barbara, one other thing that's wild is I went to my, because, you know, I'm diabetic, and I went to my doctor, and he set me up with that medication. God, now I have to go find it because I can't find it. Ozempic?
Have
you heard of that?
Yes.
Pardon me? Helps you lose weight.
Oh.
But that's when I'm diabetics use it for, you know, to bring your A1C down and to get you almost off insulin. So that's kind of cool. So I got that, and I'm all set up with that.
I've seen those commercials on TV, so that's good. That is really
good. Yeah, but
good.
Most people are buying it because they want to lose weight, and they're not a diabetic, and they're paying $1,000 just for the medication.
Oh, really? So, okay, so it's a medication that you need, and it could help you lose weight, which, do you want that?
No, it does. Yes.
Do you want to? Okay, great.
It does. Some people have lost 50, 60 pounds, some people. Yeah, I would like to lose about 20, 30 pounds, and I'd be real happy with it.
Oh, that's such great news, because you need it, and then it's covered by your insurance. It's like a weight loss. It's like doing two things. Oh, how wonderful. I can't wait to see if it works for you.
Well, it will work. That's what it's for.
It
changes the thing in your brain, something where you don't eat much. But what I like about it, it does everything for the diabetic. I mean, you don't have to worry about your A1C. You don't have to worry about getting a stroke. You don't have to worry about a lot of things. So I've talked to a couple of doctors, and they say it's like a miracle drug. So that's exciting.
Oh, how long has this drug been out on the market?
A little while, a ways, but I don't know. You know, all I know is that I never thought of asking my doctor for it, but one doctor did recommend it for me because she takes the shot only once a week. So it's kind of neat.
I think it's wonderful. I'm so glad that
so
a miracle drug. Mm-hmm.
What's up with you?
Well, a lot of things, a lot of great fun. I had my drum class today instead because my daughter was sick this week. I was very concerned about her. I stayed with her for that day, Wednesday. And
well, what was the matter?
I think she has a sinus infection. So I'm going to we have a doctor's appointment next week just to make sure, because I don't know if those things go away by themselves.
No, you need antibiotics. I know a lot about this. That's the second one I've heard. Yeah, that's the second one I have heard with a sinus infection. Lately it's going around. Now, I take stuff for my sinus, so I'm okay. But at Walmart they have some liquid sinus medication that you can take that's pretty good. But most of the time, if you need antibiotics, to be honest.
Okay. Well, we're going to do that. We need to go in there anyway. She has to get her second vaccine. And she has some prescriptions. Maybe you know what they are. Maybe you know. Claritin she
yes.
takes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then she also takes
I take that.
Singulair. What about Singulair at nighttime?
Well, she's got
okay,
a bed. I didn't know about what about Sudafed? What about Sudafed, non-drowsy formula?
I don't know. All of our stuff is free when they prescribe it, so I'd rather have it
actually,
prescribed than go
to,
buy
I have something to say on that. Sorry, but when it's non-drowsy, it's not an antihistamine. But if it is drowsy, then it is an antihistamine. I think it's the way I understood it. It's something to do with the way that those things are made. There is a way.
Singularity, then. Johnny, singularity.
But it works.
Then because singular is because if you say about the drowsy, because she's only supposed to take singular at night because it makes you drowsy. So that must be the antihistamine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, it's important. Leave it up to the doctor. Because that's nothing to play around with. I had severe sinus, but now I'm okay. I mean, you know, between Richard and I sneezing and coughing 100 times a day,
Do you guys sneeze in the morning?
You know, what do you think, Richard? I don't know what it is. It's like dust.
Well, I think it's time for a caller.
No.
Yeah, I think it's...
They're going to
we're ready when we're ready.
We're ready when we're ready.
That's right.
Richard. They're listening anyway. It's not like they're bored because they're listening to this wonderful health update.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
When are you bringing? Well, that's it with me. I think that Ozempic and is all good. I got to go pick it up, and not everybody can get it for a while because people were buying it like crazy. You know, at $1,000 a pop to lose weight, they quit making it for a while. So now it's we even on Medicare or whatever. You got to pay like $140 for it, but it comes out to about $28 a month or something like that. So it's okay.
Oh yeah, that's great. Is it pill form?
No, it's a one shot that you take once a week. They do make it now in pill form, but my doctors don't want to try it yet until it's proven. You know, they want to give it a year to see if anybody has reactions to it.
Okay. Well, good. So you go in and gets right into your system with a shot. That's amazing. I can't wait for you to get down to what you want to be at, Dale. I love being thin.
Right.
It makes me powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look great.
You.
No, I will. I already lost a pound, and I was taking it just for one day already. So
wow.
I already lost 8 pounds. So we'll see. You know, I'm just very excited about it, and I want to be plus the other effects it has on you. You know, you can practically get off insulin, which is good.
Oh, yes. Oh, good. That is such great news. Wow. Okay, good. Well, I'm so glad we have callers. I did a lot of work lately promoting the show and then redoing a lot of our social media to make it flow, and all the links are working correctly. So hopefully that will give us a lot of callers tonight.
That'll be good. I was going to talk to Johnny. Johnny, there's one thing I wanted to ask you. I'm on my tapes. You know, my meditation tapes.
Yes.
I saw a friend of mine in Hawaii do a little commercial to say, like, tune into Life, Laughter, Happiness, and press such and such a button, and you'll be able to, you know, to hear my meditation tapes. And he did that and put it on YouTube. Is there a way to do that, for me to do that?
I have to, you know, when you're just not putting down what you're saying, I'm just saying I have to see what it is in order to figure out a way to do it. Because
you're breaking up. You're breaking up, Johnny.
I'll try to talk a little louder. I apologize, everyone. I think it is possible to do. I mean, it would take me looking at the video of what it is that you're seeing. Do you have this video on you? Can you show me this person doing it?
Barbara, I can't understand them. It's breaking up pretty bad.
That's really too bad.
Johnny. Okay, are you holding a microphone?
No, I'm not holding a microphone. I'm talking to the computer with direct dial is what I'm doing.
Mm.
But, how do I sound to you, Barbara? Do I sound okay?
Right now, yes, the last sentence, but you were getting garbly and cut up, and normally you are not, so that is weird.
Yes.
Something's wiggling in there. A connection or something.
Okay. Well, I'll look into this. My apologies, everyone.
Okay.
I thought that...
What Dale wants you to do with whatever to share her videos from there, and then maybe I can help you too.
I want to put a commercial for Life, Laughter, Happiness and where to view the videos on YouTube. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
okay,
you just put the link
on
Blog Talk Radio. Well, can't she just put the Blog Talk Radio, like, blogtalk.com/lifelaughterhappiness, and that is our direct link to our Life Laughter Happiness on Blog Talk, where they can see every show we've ever done. So is just add the link there.
No.
Okay, Johnny,
it's
you're
not what I
want
to do.
Then. I don't know what she wants to do.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to put.
I'm sure it's
awesome.
If somebody could do it, then I'm sure Wikipedia will be. But I would like to see probably it for myself to get an idea of how the person is doing it.
I don't know if I can find it, but it was on Facebook is where I saw it. And he put it on Facebook and said, you know, so it was permanently on Facebook. Please tune in to Life, Laughter, Happiness so you can view my videos. Can I do it that way?
I imagine you could. I mean, if he was able to do it, I don't see why. I honestly don't see why something like that would be that. It would be cost money, to be honest with you. It seems like it would be very simple to do. But if I would have to kind of see it for myself to see what you're talking about.
Okay.
'Cause if I were to do it and then you say that's not what I mean, Johnny, that's...
No, we have help her later. My gosh, this is like. Do you think that the listeners like to hear this? You guys, this is boring.
Okay.
It really is boring. Okay, it's very
okay,
boring.
Okay, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Right.
Get a caller
later.
Get a caller.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready for a caller?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Kelly White, okay. You're live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi,
and
who
so
is
are you a – what's that?
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm a psychic.
Okay. So my question was – I have a couple, but the first one is I'd gotten some readings in the past from Akashic Records and some card readings and things like this, and they all seem to point towards me. I'm supposed to be remembering some kind of abilities from a past life of some sort. And I was just wondering if you can...
Excuse me. I don't believe that stuff. I don't think that's real. A lot of people, you know, want to tell you that stuff to make money. And it's not the case. Not the case.
Wow.
So I don't know where you're going with it and who you're talking.
Okay.
But you get... Like, I do card readings. I do regular readings, all that kind of stuff. But I'm just not into the past life thing. Because, you know, there's proof, but there's no proof. And until I get tangible proof, then I'll believe it.
Okay. All right. In that case, I have a couple projects I'm working on, and I'm just curious if they seem worth the amount of time investment they're both going to take. And see if,
okay.
So
I will tell you
this.
Pick one project, because I cannot do a full reading. Because you're very intelligent, you're very out there, you love to do new things, you're really good at what you do. So pick one thing so I can focus, because that's all we have time for on a question.
Yeah.
So pick one.
Yeah, so I'm working on a form of, let's say, inexpensive electricity. Is that one going to pan out for me?
Like to know a little bit more about it. How would that be inexpensive electricity? How?
Well, so it'd be using a thing called supercritical CO2, which is carbon dioxide. Basically, you know, whenever you're doing electricity, you're always spinning a turbine, and the CO2 will spin a turbine much faster and more efficiently.
Okay, I have a question on that. CO2 can kill you as well. So do you... allow for that to make sure that nobody's going to get hurt?
The only way CO2 would kill you is if you were, like, in a very, very closed environment and there's a massive amount of it. Other than that, there's a lot of CO2 in the air, you know?
Okay.
The only thing about it would
that's
be
what
that
I wanted to know.
Yeah.
But that's
but
not true.
Not
a little bit, a lot of carbon monoxide, is that the same thing?
No, carbon dioxide. Like what we breathe out, the trees breathe in.
Uh-huh.
Like the greenhouse gases that are in the air, I'd be pulling those gases out of the air so they wouldn't be there anymore, and I'd be using them
as fuel for my system.
Okay. You're highly intelligent. Whatever you choose to use is going to make it sky high. You're going to make a lot of money if you hit the right people and do the right things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, so it's just about meeting the right people then and getting the help.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. I forgot to ask you, where are you from, darling?
Yeah. I am from Arkansas.
Wow. You mean they put out that kind of brilliance in Arkansas? I'm joking. Okay.
Well, I just moved here. I just moved.
Okay. I was joking. Where were you living?
Spent most of my life in Oregon, like Portland area, and then was in L.A. for about 3 years just before I got here selling some of my dad's affairs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All I know is if you ever need a private consultation, you can call me at 808-372-1816, okay? And that's a Hawaii number, but I live in Nevada and Hawaii, so.
Okay.
I'm in Nevada right now. But anyway, thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Are you ready for the next one?
Yep.
Sure. That was very interesting.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
I thought it was cool how you could tell he was so intelligent.
Monica, you're live on the air with Psychic Dale Scheer.
Monica? Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
My name is Monica.
Oh, Monica, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
What part of California?
Fresno, Central Valley.
Oh, okay. Okay. Are you close to Chico?
No, not close to Chico. More north.
Okay, I don't... okay. I was trying to get my direction of present. I'm going to ask you something. Who did you hear of just not too long ago that passed away?
That would be my brother.
Okay.
May 16th.
May 15th. Who's Monty?
Monty?
No, Monty, M-O-N-T-E-Y, Monty?
I knew a Monty several years ago.
I don't know what that would have to do with your brother.
They knew each other.
Okay, they knew each other. Mm-hmm. Does he know your brother passed?
I'm not sure if he knows that my brother passed.
My,
I think that most of them are actually...
Pardon me?
Go ahead.
No, I'm listening to you. You said both of them what?
Used to hang out together. But Monty was a good friend of his from town.
Can you let Monty know? That's the information I'm getting from your brother from the other side. Can you let Monty know? It's important because he was a very good friend. And your brother was a very good person.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I
know you didn't ask a question, but I'm also picking up a gun, a bullet, and a shot. What is that from?
Well, my 26-year-old, a couple years back, he was shot 6 times and almost lost his life.
Oh, my God. How did that happen?
Hmm.
50 times?
He was walking. He was shot 6 times on his left side. He was walking downtown, and there was somebody doing drive-by shootings all in the neighborhood,
He
was one of three people who was hit that day randomly.
Wow.
All right. I felt that, too. And but he's okay. He's okay now, right?
Yeah, that happened when he was 22.
How old is he, sweetie?
He's 26 years old now.
Okay, and he's out to save a lot more lives in the future because
of
this.
Wonderful.
That's wonderful.
Do you know that?
I didn't know
that.
Are
you aware of this? Okay, where is he located? Versus where you are?
He is about 2.5 hours from me. He's in the coast. He's even in the coast.
In the where? Oh,
in
coast.
San Luis Obispo, in the ocean, by the ocean.
Oh, yes.
In the ocean.
Oh, I want to go visit. I have a lot of friends down there that I haven't been able to get down there because I can't find the place.
Oh, it's beautiful. Really
I
nice.
Know. I do know. I have been there before. What's your question, sweetheart?
My question is, a family member approached me about a week ago and asked me if I would be able to take guardianship or adopt their child next year. And I was wondering what that looks like, if you see anything, if you can see that possibly happening.
Okay. First of all, how old are you?
I'm 46 and I have, I'm 46. I have 7 adult married kids and I have 1 5-year-old that I adopted. And another family member is asking me to get custody or guardianship. And I was wondering if that was going to happen. I'm 46 years old though.
It doesn't matter
okay.
about your age. I just heard about one of these entertainers that had a baby of 56. I'm going, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember her name, but I just read about it. Yes, you will be able to adopt this child if you want,
okay.
providing all signatures are in order. In other words,
okay.
there has to be the signatures that are proper. And if it's proper, yes, you will be able to adopt the child. Is it a boy?
She doesn't know if she's having it. That's how early the pregnancy is. She just asked me if I would take the baby when the baby was born, if I would legally adopt it or if I could do guardianship.
All right. Does she know what the sex of the child is?
No, she doesn't yet.
I would need a picture of her to tell you. But
mm-hmm.
yes, I would take guardianship or I would take the child and allow her to see it if
right.
she wants.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's real important that y'all can bond with this child, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I agree, absolutely.
And the child's going to be very special.
Thank you so
yes.
much.
Okay, and thank you. You have a
How
good
you
day now.
You too,
thank
tonight.
You, Monica.
You're welcome, thank you.
Okay,
okay, Barbara, that was no,
that was
Johnny.
We'll wait. Okay. Okay.
Johnny.
God.
Wow. We need to talk a little bit here between, like, maybe 3
wow.
seconds at least in between these calls. All right. This was a wonderful call, and I think that is great that news. This lady is going to take this child and it will have a wonderful life. And I love that you said it's going to be a wonderful child, a wonderful human.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I
like
that.
The part about me picking up the name of Monty and
yeah, hello.
Knowing that her, hello, and that her brother was shot or the child was shot, you know,
yes.
so those are very unusual things, you know, to pick up. And, she must be somewhat psychic herself or very telepathic is why I picked it up.
Maybe, but mm-hmm. maybe because you just always do, and we can't take this for granted because we need to point these things out, Dale. This is so special, and we're so grateful to have you here to help people, our listeners of the show. So thank you. And
yes.
I did notice that. I noticed all of these little things, by the way. And I listen to the show every time we're done. I listen to it over again and take some notes as well. So I love it. And, you know, you made some very big predictions with that capsule that went down, Titan. Is that what
yes.
it's called?
Mm-hmm.
What's I don't called? Remember. I don't remember. Because when I do make them, I don't remember. So you want to refresh my memory?
No, you were telling us that. You didn't do it on air. You mm-hmm. didn't say that part on the air. But a lot has been on air that we've captured. But you were saying that about the Rubik's Cube at the beginning of the
yeah.
show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And the boy went down there. But it was weird how you bought a Rubik's Cube and then this news came out. So I didn't quite get the story because there's so much interrupting sounds going on when you're trying to tell it. But so you didn't know this boy took the Rubik's Cube down that you had been thinking about so much. Okay.
Absolutely not. You know, actually.
A 19-year-old boy.
Yes.
Who was in the Titanic submarine to view the Titanic wreck. This 19-year-old boy who we were talking about how he didn't want to go at all, but he did anyway. And he brought, you're telling me today that he brought down a Rubik's Cube because he was going to break a record with it. Well, then you didn't know that. And you went out and bought a Rubik's Cube?
Yes, I don't. I do weird things. And I go, why did I do that? And I go, this is so special. I am keeping this Rubik's Cube forever. But I'll go one step further and say there is a strong possibility that they might find the Rubik's Cube on board the Titan ship because there was body parts that were brought up from the ocean.
Yes. Wouldn't that be crazy? Wow, they found that.
No, I just...
It probably will never disintegrate.
I don't think a Rubik's Cube... I don't know. I can't... I'm trying to figure out how to solve it myself. I've been playing with
maybe
it
in 100 years. Richard, doesn't it take like 1 to 500 years for something to... it's not even biodegradable. Plastic does not... I mean, it might go away after 100 or 200 years, correct, plastic?
Yes, yes. But it'll probably get a coating of some kind from the environment that it's in. In other words, like in the ocean, it'll probably get fuzzy stuff on it, like, it, you know, happens to everything down there.
Oh, no, then they won't ever be able to use that Rubik's Cube again.
Well, I don't think they want to. I mean, it was his mother. It was his mother who said that that's what he brought down and that's what he was excited about.
Okay. Let me ask this question. I wonder if that cube is solved.
Yes.
In other words, did the boy solve it?
Oh, wow, and he could still win the contest.
Yes, we're correct.
Wow, that's a weird thought.
Well,
I mean, we're taking it one step further to the outer limits, and that's wild. I hope they do find it, because I'm keeping my Rubik's Cube just for the sake of, I was so into this happening with the ship. I would wake up early in the morning just to watch and see. But nothing was ever mentioned about the Rubik's Cube except for the mother, you know, saying that's why he went down.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
it really is.
I would be blown away if Richard was right. I can say that much.
That would be crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, Johnny.
Next.
Brenda, we're live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
He's breaking up again. Okay. Who is this?
This is Brenda. How are you?
Hi, Brenda. Have you been listening to the crazy show today?
Yes, I've been listening.
Okay. What do you think of it?
I think y'all are enjoying yourselves.
That's cute. Where are you calling from?
From North Carolina.
Okay, and how's the weather out that way?
It's pretty nice. Okay, it's not bad at all right now.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question. Why are you so down and depressed a little bit? And who have you visited in the hospital?
I haven't visited anybody in the hospital recently.
Not recently, okay. Well, that's upcoming. No. So that's futuristic. Someone's going to land themselves in the hospital that you know of, and you're just going to pay a visit. That's all.
Okay.
But why have you been so down? What's the matter?
I am working on helping everybody live their best life now, and I don't feel like I'm living my best life. I want to be in a relationship, a healthy, loving relationship, and I want to still be able to do what I want to do, but I'm not sure if I can do both.
What is it you want to do?
I am doing it. I'm helping people live their best life. I help people close the gap between their desires and their reality, but I haven't seemed to be able to close that gap for myself when it comes to a love relationship.
Okay. Well, number one, it's going to happen, but you've got to manifest it, which means believe it, see it, feel it, know it, even describe the person in your mind as to who you want. Down to the toenails. I mean, you know, it's a called manifestation or being very positive about it that it's going to happen. I'd say within 2 to 3 months, you are going to meet the right person that is going to treat you very well and very nice. And I see a D like David in his name. And he's tall, kind of medium built, good-looking guy, and very intelligent. So I do see you either being introduced to him or being online if you want or whatever, but I do see you meeting this person and being with this person. I don't know about marriage, but I do know that you will be with them, okay?
This is not somebody from my past.
No, I probably did describe someone from your past, though, huh?
Yeah, you did.
That's what I'm afraid of. What was his name?
Davis.
Oh, no. Maybe I did. Sorry. Are you still thinking about him? Do you still want to be with him?
Yes, but I don't think that's possible.
Okay. Not even if you manifest it?
No.
Why? Because he's married?
Yeah, he's married. That doesn't make sense to me.
Does it mean he can't get a divorce? So
I would not wish that on anybody.
I know, but if it happens, it happens. I mean, that's just the way it is. Well, let's say you'll meet someone like David, of exactly how I described it, and it could be very similar. You know, we do tend to go after people that we've known before and like that type of person. So I will say yes, you will be with somebody in a few months, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
The part about the business part, though, is that affected by that?
No. That's just something you do for a living. It's called business. Hello.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't see that to be a problem ever. And the day it is a problem, the day it is a problem, then you get rid of the person, not that job, because you're helping a lot of people. Okay.
Yeah, I'm helping a lot of people, and that was why I was wondering, is that what's keeping me from having the love relationship? Because I focus more on that than that. But okay.
Absolutely. No. You'll meet the right person when you're not expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Well, thank you so
Talk
much.
To you
I appreciate
later.
It. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. Johnny, give me a preview.
I didn't know. I mean, just wanted to let you know it was waiting. That's
Can you count to three?
Johnny, you're breaking up so much. This has been going on for 3 weeks, and it's got to be fixed somehow.
Okay?
Right. Otherwise, I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, Barbara, so what'd you think of that?
Oh, my gosh. Another one. Dead on. Details. I love it. You know, people do want details, and you deliver the details. So We love it. I wanted my friend to call in. And I gave her the link yesterday and then a couple times today. I didn't hear from her. She loves psychics. She's always telling me about how she's talked to the psychic and she said this and that. And I thought, no, you go to our psychic, my psychic, our Dale Peter. So,
well, Barbara, can you hear me now?
This person, Barbara?
No, you haven't met her yet.
Okay.
Barbara, can you give out my website and my phone number, please?
Yes. Hey, everybody. If you want more information, more than you already have, of our psychic Dale Shear, best-selling author of 5 books, too, by the way, which you can purchase if you go here, DaleShears.com. And don't forget the S at the end of Shear. DaleShears.com, DaleShears.com. And you could also book your appointment, your big reading, your long reading, your private reading, all week long after the show. You can book Dale this week and get that privately if that's what you would prefer. And also, she has a phone number. We're giving it out right now. Get your pencil. It is. I didn't write down the right number. I am so sorry, Dale. Oh, my gosh.
I'll give it to you. It's all right, Barbara. 808-372-1816. 808-372-1816. And then, Barbara, I have to address something to you about that golf tournament.
Yes.
My husband called the guy, but we haven't heard back. But we have heard, unfortunately, is that there's so many people that want to, get involved with the golf tournament that there's a long line. So maybe that's why we didn't hear back. But he's waiting.
Oh, thank you. I did check my messages often to see. So thank you for acknowledging that, and I appreciate it. That is such a beautiful place. That is a wonderful club.
I think Tahoe in Hawaii are two of the most beautiful places in the United States. Although I have been watching YouTube, and I have been looking at Thailand. Have you ever been there, Barbara?
No.
I've been looking at Phuket and Bali, Indonesia. Unbelievable watching the footage in the condos. You can rent an oceanfront condo for how much was it, Richard? $200?
Well, yeah. Anywhere from about $30 up to a couple hundred, depending on what you're getting. And the one that sticks in my mind was the real super fancy one, condo. That was $2,000 a month. I mean, a fancy one.
Really?
No, it wasn't $3,000. It wasn't
rooms?
$3,000.
No,
it was like
$1,200.
No, it was $1,200. But
okay,
that
whatever.
Was beautiful. But that's there's quite a few that are like 50, 100, 200 oceanfront,
yes.
Panoramic ocean views. And when I looked at Phuket, I just went ballistic going, I have to go there. If you rent for a whole month, oh, my God, it's beautiful. And the food,
well, that's what I was talking
everything.
About was the monthly one.
Oh.
Monthly
month,
rent.
Yeah. Yeah, they're
You're
all
kidding.
Like monthly. Huh?
$3,000 for a whole month for a beautiful condo?
I mean,
well, it's Beverly Hills style. That one's
wow.
Beverly Hills, but the normal ones, Barbara, are $200 or $300 for a whole month.
Oh my!
And
goodness.
Like, yeah, I know. And food—they make their own food, and food's like
mm-hmm.
$1 and $2 and $3. And I'm going, oh my God! They said how to live in Thailand. If you watch it on YouTube, how to live in Thailand for under $1,000 a month and live well.
Kind
and that's what I've been really. I've been really obsessing on that. So if I'm not here one day, that's where I went.
That's where you are. So we'll find you there. It's so far away, though.
Well, I think
this is
Richard,
a long walk.
No, Richard from Hawaii, I think, how many hours do you think it is?
Oh, I think it's probably, in total, it's probably a 14, 16-hour flight.
No, it's not
in
16
total.
Hours. No. No.
Okay.
We'll have to look it up. Barbara, look it up. How far from Hawaii is Bali, Indonesia, or Phuket?
Okay. Okay.
Flying,
I will.
Flying time.
Okay.
I heard it was like 12 hours, so I could deal with that once. And then once you land, it's beautiful. And, you know, they all speak English there. On top of that, it's just, it's amazing. Okay, we're on for another call.
All right. This person's name is Khalil. Khalil, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Scher.
Hi. I was wondering, I'm going to, in October, I'm going
Where are you calling from?
Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay. And you're going, can you take yourself off speaker?
I'm not on speaker.
Oh, it sounds that way.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yes, I do.
I'm going to Yorktown, Virginia in October, and I was wondering if it's going to be a few days I'm going to be down there. Because I'm going with a political group.
And okay, you're going with a political group, and don't they tell you how many days it's going to be?
I forgot how much it was going to be, and I was just getting jumbled up in my brain. But most of the details haven't come up yet until August or September. But,
okay, here's the thing: they haven't made up their mind yet, so it's neither here nor there. There, and it doesn't matter for how long you go. It could be 2 days or three, but it doesn't matter. If you're going with a purpose and that's what you want, then fine.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah, and just go for it.
Yeah.
Who are you representing?
Moms Demand Action.
The what?
Moms Demand Action.
Is that a person?
No, it's a activist group about violence.
Oh, I see, I see. Okay.
Gun violence.
I don't know how long it'll be, but whatever time you put in there, it is definitely worthwhile, okay?
Thank you.
All right, that's good.
Thank you, Barbara.
Sir.
Yes.
Barbara?
Yes.
I forgot to tell you, in I think it was Phuket, they have My Little Heart's Desire. There's two animals in this world that I love beside my dog. One's a giraffe and one's an elephant. And you can bathe with the elephants. You can get in the water with them. You can ride them. There's this park where you can go. You can feed them and everything, and I just, like, want to do that so bad.
That sounds great. I love that, and I just love animals so much. They're so sweet and smart. I love watching all of the animal This Is Our Planet shows, talking about just the animals that they the elephants, they walk for so far, and they know where they're going. And so if you're
they're highly intelligent.
Follow their trail, because they're going to lead you to the water hole.
They're highly intelligent.
Yeah, they actually have funerals.
Oh, really?
Oh.
That's so sweet.
Johnny, unfortunately, we can't understand you hardly at all, so no point in talking. I'm sorry.
Did you understand me, Barbara?
It's very hard. I will not be arguing with Dale Scher about it, Johnny. You are garbled up. you are staticky. You come in and out. And when you do talk, we only hear every few words.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's about funerals. They take the orphan spirit of their dead.
Don't understand a word you said, but who's the next caller?
This is Michelle, and you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
California, from Palm Springs.
Where? I'm not understanding you.
Palm Springs, California.
Oh, what the heck? Isn't it a bit hot there?
It's very hot. It's extremely
hot. I can't believe it. You live there?
Yes.
Obviously. Yeah.
Well, who's having throat problems?
Me.
What is that caused by, honey?
I really don't know yet. I haven't went to the doctor. Scared.
When did this start?
It's been going on for about 3 years.
You know, a part of that, I know I'm getting it because we have such a dry climate over here. We're high altitude.
Yes.
Excuse me. And if you don't have a lot of humidity in the air, a lot of times that screws up your voice. So you might need more humidity somehow. Living in Palm Springs, you know, is dry as well.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
Okay, what's your question, sweetie?
I was going to ask where you see mine and James' connection going from here.
You're going to ask what?
Mine and the guy James that I talked to, where our connection's going. So we're going to get in a commitment.
Okay.
Or...
Barbara, would you translate, please?
I am having such a hard time, too, with her. I think that you just need to speak up just a little bit, ma'am, a little bit, because your voice is so soft.
Okay. I was wanting to see where mine and James's connection is going.
Who's the person? What's the name?
James.
Can you spell the name?
Yeah. J-A-J-A-S. Oh, gosh. And J-A-M-A-S.
James.
James. Yes.
Oh, James.
Yes, James. Yes.
Have you been dating him?
Yes, off and on.
It's really not going anywhere. It's more like friends.
Yeah.
And it will stay that way. So if you'd be better off if you would definitely look for someone else at this time.
Okay.
But don't feel bad about it because you'll find someone else, so not to worry.
Okay.
What are you doing, Palm Springs?
Oh. Nothing. I don't work right now. I'm disabled. But
okay, that's fine.
I'm looking for something.
Well, I understand that. Okay, sweetheart. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh, Dale. Throat problems? Are you kidding me? And that's what she really was calling about? Oh, my gosh. What an amazing reading. You read her. I don't know if her outcome with the reading, she's getting much from that, but you read her, and that is the true meaning of reading. You read her. You knew that she had a major throat problem. That's crazy, everybody.
Yeah,
hello?
Well, maybe because I can sympathize with her because where I'm living, it's so dry, and the minute my husband puts up the humidity, my throat's fine, you know, and I didn't have this problem in other places, but here it's just so dry. It's unbelievably dry.
Yeah. Well, no, I think you're good and you're a good psychic. That's what I think.
Well, thank you. Okay, and Barbara, where did you say you were going this weekend?
I am not going anywhere, but next weekend, my friend Kurt, who has been on the show, we interviewed him. He's my agent. He's my best friend. I love Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Kurtie, he's coming for a visit. Yes, coming for a visit, but I don't really have any plans, and I just do kind of what you do. I walk around. I look outside. I see so many great fireworks that way. Unless some plans come to me, I haven't gone looking for plans. I'll probably just do a barbecue and then go back at the park, and it's an amazing show right here for free in the back of our building. Crazy.
That's wild. Well, I'm curious because they just put this new law in Douglas County where, you know, it's against the fireworks to light them or have them or whatever. And if people are reported that there's a $5,000 fine or imprisonment, and I'm curious how that's going to work out.
That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. My dog is not afraid of thunder or lightning or firework noise. It doesn't bother him. None of my dogs have for some reason.
Veterans have problems with it sometimes.
Who?
Veterans.
Don't understand you, Johnny. Okay, Johnny, do we have any more people?
Nope. That's it.
Okay. Barbara, you want to do the shout out?
Yes. Oh, this was an
amazing
show. And
thank you, Barbara.
Yes. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Let's bookmark this show. I mean, there were so many details when you read for our listeners that nobody would have known. So I just find your psychic power amazing, and I totally appreciate it. And I'll have my girlfriend call this Wednesday.
I don't call it my psychic power. I believe it comes from God. And that I'm able to help a lot of people this way. And I enjoy it that way because I believe I'm channeling a higher state. What I wanted to tell you real quick, though, was there was an article on my phone about under the water. They found a missing aircraft, and it was they believe it was a UFO.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that they found the remnants of that. So I thought that was interesting.
I'll have to be looking for that info because I find that very interesting myself. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Everybody, if you didn't get the number for Dale Shear earlier, then take it down right now. Call her. Book your appointment. Get your reading that is private, okay, this week. Her number is 808-372-1816. You can also book Dale through her website, daleshears.com.
No. Not
okay.
Through the website.
What?
Just not through the website, only my phone number.
Okay. Just book through the phone number, but you can get more info on your website. And thanks, everybody, for listening to Life, Laughter, Happiness. We love our Fridays with our world-renowned psychic Dale Shear and Richard, who we haven't heard from very much, but we have Richard, Johnny, and Dale every Friday, and me, Barbara, for you. So we're handing you these free psychic readings, so don't forget next Friday. And listen to us throughout the week, too, because Johnny and I have a show coming up about pet peeves. All right, everybody.
What show do you have about pet peeves?
I always just pick a topic out of the hat and just talk about it. And I've been really bothered by a couple of things, and I thought it should be interesting to hear other people's pet peeves or just talk about it and hear what Johnny has to say about my pet peeves and hear Johnny's pet peeves. I just think it's funny, you know, that just weird little things bother certain people and don't bother other people. I just thought it would be a fun little topic. What day are we doing that show, Johnny? I didn't even look.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. We're doing it Wednesday. All right.
Well, that should be very interesting.
Thank
if I
you.
Get a chance, if I get a chance, can I join in on that? I think I have a pet peeve.
How can you not? How could you not? Of course you can join in. You're going to see how the rest of the world deals with life, laughter, happiness. You will be a caller.
Yes, I want to do that. I really do want to do that, and I will try.
And Richard, too. And okay, great.
Yeah, Richard, too.
Follow us on social media.
Yeah, Richard, do you have any pet peeves?
Yeah, stupid advertisements.
Oh, yeah?
On TV.
Get very specific. We want to know the most stupid advertisement that bothers you the most.
Oh,
I
God.
Is it at 5 o'clock?
It always
what time
is
are you
five,
doing?
Yeah,
yeah
it's
all 5.
Yeah, I'm going to make a point for Richard and I to call in Wednesday.
Okay, that'll be so fun,
okay.
You guys. All
I'm
right, and then, I was just telling everybody, why don't you make sure to follow us on all the social media. I just revamped a bunch of stuff. It's fun. We have updates there. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We also have a private group page if you have a private issue to talk about with us. All right, everybody. Don't forget
about my tapes, Barbara, about where they can listen to the meditation tapes.
Oh, yes, everybody. Throughout this week, I love your meditation tapes. Dale Shear, we put 5 of her wonderful videos up on our YouTube channel on Life, Laughter, Happiness. Just go there to YouTube. Go to Life, Laughter, Happiness, and they're right there for you to choose from. And I do it all the time, and I send them to my friends. They're just very helpful. We take medicine for our physical body. What about our mental state? What are you doing for that? That's just as important, if not more. So take care of yourself, everybody. Happy 4th of July. Be safe.
Happy 4th, everybody.
We'll see you Wednesday.
Yes.
Aloha.
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 Bye-bye.